Well, in Chazara, by Simu Kukadi, by Sifir Aleph, this is the Sigil of Tlius, start off. We have a Mishnah that in Zion Bay's Mishnah there says, we have a cloud that ending connected to the Mokum Torfai is Tomei, not connected to the Mokum Torfai, you find it, let's say, on the top, and then Osim Almo. On this Indian, come along the Machab, we get the cases, he first in the case, you find it upon the ankle. The way the Taz explains, like Yishuv Elim sat, and they put connected Mokum Torfai. A second case brings down, you find on the length of the thigh over there, on the inside. A third case brings you down, was on the big part of the toe. The Mos says, close to other areas over there. A fourth case, you brings down the case of the hands. And the fifth case, you find on the knuckles. All these cases, Nichon Negedev, the connected Mokum Torfai. Let's say, he says, you found the case where it's on the thigh, on the outside, or on the sides. On the case of the Malmo Eastern Mokum, they said about the way it came from Alma, therefore your Torah over here. The Soid speaks out the Taz and Shach, even though your hand can come connected Mokum Torfai, and therefore when you, on your chest, maybe it came from your hand, we have a cloud that will not mach the tumum and mokum and mokum with the kula or the chum over here. That's first chelik of the machaber. Then he goes on further and says, but let's say you go through a shuk shat the bakim, or you're eating some, you have any cases of clear. If you find it only in basara in that situation, then you cover. Let's say you found a basara and then a chaluka, that case of there, if you can be told upon the case where it's, even though it's matum na chogger, you have a clear over here. Or the case where she lifts up her feet and she jumps like a kdi, be the same thing. Now the Pesach Shuvah brings down from the Seir Torah, even if the chog is not bodik, or you're in the kesel on the chaluka, it's not connected to Mokum Basara, still be told in that situation when you find it out from this area over here. The other thing he said, let's say the maka on the gulf over here, even though we sell on the Basara to be machmer, Mashaykin would have a maka on the gulf, on the Basara, the might still be makel. Let's say it came from the maka on the gulf over here, it says a shach except for the first 3 days. You see a couple times that I look for the first 3 days of Zainakim, that the klal over here is we do not say clears in the first 3 days, except, number one, by machleidism, and the machleidism get later on, the shachar and the ma, on the first 3 days, and there's a makah that dam being moitzim agufay. That means, again, if it's not being moitzim agufay, like some toila, but not the first 3 days, it's moitzim machleidism, shach and ma, and by a case of machleidism, we will be mitaret. Now, the goes on the further, Muhammad said, let's say you have a case in your shoulders over here, so since it's not possible to come to that area, that situation will be Matamar came from the Basar, except for the Taz. It depends where on your body. If the case in the neck, it's Shaykh, they'll make it clear. If it's not Shaykh, you won't make it clear. Now, there are different places on your body you can find things. That discussion built upon the Mechaba, what exactly does he mean? One case is discussed, let's say it's on the top of the foot. What's the Lach in that case? So, Beis Yisrael, I won't be Machmer. The Taz says, Kvar Hori Zokin. Agam the Shach says, the Bach says, we make it, and the end of the Chor of Tzarechian. The second example, the halacha of the big toe will say it's connected to the makom torfai. The other fingers of the feet. The question was that case again. The bach brought down by the Taz once you make it. Also, the shach says not clear. It seems to say torachin. The case of the back of your hand until the makom kishur it's poisov. Also, the shaila the way the piskei juva being down the chokh masadim that b'tsirif make. Now, coming to Taz, show exactly his gear says, how to understand the Taz. He says, when you're isik with your hands in Gesamim, then we have a Tliya. It sounds like Dafka when you're being isik in Gesamim, and not in the case you went through a Shuk Shat Tavachim. Building upon that, coming to Kivagin says, let's say you find a Kesem on your hand of the Saro in the Makkah Magula, meaning whether it's on your hand, or let's say in your feet, we go barefoot, and you Makkah Magula. The question over here is, do we make it clear or not? The Taz sounds like you did not make it clear, brought down by the Pesach Tshuva also. Masha Enke, in terms of Kivegir, what is the lumdus why not to make it clear upon the Basara? Because why not find upon Chaluka? Why only Basara? Here's the Makkah Magula. That's the reason why you find it upon Basara. Because it went straight to your bosses. There's no, you're not wearing any clothing on top of it. Therefore, he wants to argue, say, one, two, Shuk Shat, the Bakum, on Basara and Makkah Magula will make it clear. Aleph. Building upon that, let's say you found upon a Makkah Magula. Then also you found in the Makkah Mechusar, she found two places on the body. So therefore the luck is, we'll see later on, with Toilet Kliya upon a Toilet Kliya upon a Kliya. So if you found upon a Makkah Gula and Makkah Mechusar, just like as you found upon the Mechusar and the Beged, will be say to be Makkah when there was Shuk Shat Bakim. But also he says it should be the same exact halacha, should be Toilet, be Makkah, and then once you went to a Shuk Shat Bakim. But Kivega does end of Tzarechian. How would the Piskachua be done? The Seotairo, the Prisho, the Chokhzot, the Maestan Mekel. Just like in the Mokum Mugul itself be Mekel, upon the Mokum Mugul and the Mokum Mukhozot, the Maestan will be Mekel. Now come on with Piskachua, Sikon Chav Gimel, he says, let's say you have an Isha who says, barley, I'd not touch the Makar with my hands, Echlamish will be Naman over here. In a situation that we're saying you touched your hands, the loch is what is the shear that we need to betamah her? We know the loch in Sivav is the Ramam Shito, it's a mashu. When Sivches, those ones say that will make it serif, more than the regular case of a chaluk, that needs a shear kariz, it will not be mitzarif. The question on the hands will have the kulas of a chaluk, but no, it has the chumas of being on their body. So come on the Peskachuba and it brings down from the Chokhbasodom, the Siddhatayra, by your hands will have a special kul over here. That means if someone asks you, what's the loch of finding a kesem on the body, to answer with the klom of sivav and sivches, that's a mistake. You have to answer also on your hands, will have a different halacha. Not like sivav and sivches. I mean, even though the nahogia seems to be a mitzvah on the body, but not on the hands. The svar behind it says the chokhba zadam, because over here on the hands is machlokes. Among the rishonim, it says any time on the hands, or only daft in the case where you do a bedik over here and do not wash the hands. So we mitzvah, the rajba, for example, shem rabbi adopted when you do a particular mach in the hands. Therefore, in this situation, on your hands, the shear is kegriz va'oid in each place by itself.
When you wash your hands?
And did not wash your hands.
When?
After she did a bidiko. Sifri Beis is now that the Ikki finding a kesem on her cholok over here. So again, the safe in the mission, Dr. Zayman Beis, the mission over there says, if it's connected to the bakal of kor, will come on to be machmer, otherwise, osim alma. What does that mean? It means it found matamei chogger, even the chogger itself, even the tzad lechutz over matamo. The Mark explains that means whether it's the inside, the outside, the front, myself matamo over here. If you find it only on the chalukah, situation with slamailo, then it'll be matar her. Why? Because where it came from must be ma'alma. If she was a zdaka, means she jumped like a gedi and somehow if he came over her head, in that situation, so really, it comes out to the Machlokes, Rashba, and Rambam, the situation when you only find upon the Basar. The passion of the Sugya stand is when this Dakwa is like Lamato. And therefore, if you only find upon the Basar, Lamato, the Lach will be Machmer, or where it came along, the Rambam and the Basar, Echnami will be Machmer also. Mash Enkin, the Rashba, and the Shach says, the said over here is, the reason why it comes to be Mekel on this Dakwa, because the person jumps, you don't only find it only on the Basar. You should find upon the Chalukah. The fact that he did not find upon the chalukah, only in the basara, even on the zdako, we have a special kula of the maila than only a basara to be makel over here. Now, coming the shach and says, let's say you find on basara, the maila and not the zdako, of course the maila will makel. Asimama, where exactly did they come from? If a person went through a shuktah shalta bochim, the loch is, will make it clear over there, even if you find it on the chalukah and on the basara, both together, the loch is, the maila will be a tara person. I mean, if I'm only the Basara, Lacha will be Mekel, but here Basara and Chulukah, the Maisel will be Mekel, Shuk Shatav Achim. Now, Kamal Kivagin, he has a little bit of an aura over here. He points out the Lacha is when you find it on the Basara, the Lacha is Tahira. According to again the Mechaba, the Rashba, the Shach. Why? You can still find upon the Chulukah when in the Stakro. He didn't find it there. Once she's in the Stakro, and not the Chulukah. She did the dakro, she found on the chest right over here, and somehow peek out over her head, called a cogwheel, what did she do? She jumped like a kadi, however that exact that works. And he found on top, only on the basara. Again, the Rajma said, the maisa will be the loch is to be machmer, on the basara. Kamal Kivagi says, why? Again, the Rajma, because you should find it on the chalukah, you did not find it there. Kamal Kivagi says, built upon Taisha at the beginning of the right kesa, Taisha over there says that it could be that this dam that was on the chalukah, it dried up and fell down, and disappeared over here. Therefore, maybe if you nizdakwa, then a couple of days later you find the kesem, maybe in that situation, even the mechabel will come along and say over there to be machmet v'tamar. It's orachim. Now, the Piskachuva brings down a very important story for the Panamiris and the Kainzeb, the Sidotairo, that this concept over here that we're saying the locho is that when you find a kesem on her cholok, whether the first level, the second level, the third level, will come along to v'tamar, is in those days the Matthias was that they when they wore clothing, it was open up. The whole entire clothing from base tava and downwards, and therefore it's possible that the clothing gets from all different levels over here. Mash Enkei says Noshim Shalanu with soda. It's not possible to get one to another. Therefore, if you find a clothing a kesem on the top level, and she's wearing something on the bottom level that's blocking to get there, Echnami, just like we see on the top of the chest, Osim Alma, Also, the fact he found the skirt is wearing undergarments, also on Osim Alma. Same day says Negeit Halacha in the Sif Nun, by the case of a bed, that it only come to be Mach over there is where it's possible to get there. But let's say you have one pillow on top of another, one, two, and three, put a sheath there, and you find blood on the second pillow, not possible to get there, also will be Mekel. This is the Makor they point out, Negeit to us practically, that once we have this problem, here, the Sigatari said that only the Shaykh to the scaffold to get to Isamakam will come along to be Mach, but to Negamakam Atarifai. This manazeh, when Isha puts on the skirt and his undergarment, in the situation where it's not possible the undergarments to move and to shift, and it cannot get to your skirt, especially wearing tights over there, and you find any dam on your skirt, and even though it's a white skirt, you might as well say, Asim Amma, she has no idea where it came from, and the Maisa will be Michael over here. Kamal Chokhmazadim brings down the Sotaro and says, Maisa, the idea of saying, Kinegi Mokhm Atorfoy, what does that mean? Does it mean, let's say, a person has to bend down very far down, is that Nichol and Gedda Kinegi Mokhm Atorfoy? He brings down the Sotaro in one place, one taina, no, we matire her. Mashenkin, he brings down from the Lachan Sifya Gimel, sounds like, yes, to the Tamar, therefore he ends up the case of Tzorachim. And Sifya Gimel, which we just said, is Halacha, you have a kesem on her sleeve. So the klal is very simple. If the sleeve can't get connected to Makam Atarifoy, we'll tell upon Makam Atarifoy. If it cannot get there, the mice will be Makal. So again, to bend down a lot will get there, and Chal be Machmer. Now, the Gedda Kamal Pesach Chuvah, the Chal Masadu, it says, really depends if your sleeve is tied up, or is it not tied up. If she can get there, when she wipes herself to Makam Pita Bas, cannot get there. Basically saying, you have to be practical. If it's not possible and it's tied up, Echlami will be Michael. If it is possible, even though it's not Shriach that way, but it is Shaykh, Echlami will be Tyler, came from Oysa Makam, I'll be Matamaher. Sifi Dald, again, the Mishnah and the Nizayim Abayis, over here, a person that has a clothing that's Lamailo Menachagura, and she'll be Matamaher. Except she took it off and she covered herself with it. She used it as a blanket. Since using the blanket, the metzias is blankets go heina heina, goes place to place, and therefore it's more of an assumption that dam came in a blanket came from Oysim Mokum, not Osim Amo, and therefore will be Matamaher. Therefore, to be practical, says the Machaber, let's say you wore a snood, let's say you wore a belt. If you woke up and you see it's still tied well, the snood is still stuck on top of your head, and Echnami will be Matamaher. Otherwise, you'll say not to wait. The same thing, let's say a person wore it when they're awake. We assume that stayed tied, didn't come off. If there's any reason to assume otherwise, we'll Matamaher. Sifta Zvav is a case of two noshim. Now the klal, we know by now, is when you have two noshim, everyone want one kesim, not sure what to go do. You have a klal, my chos is high mahay. Again, the klal should be a drabonasan, sub drabonakula, kate kusamim. Since we're not sure who to blame it upon, we cannot be making on both of them, it's a chukhu vakula, therefore give a time of both of them. So come on, this klal can go through now a bunch of cases over here. When Sifta Zvav, you have two noshim that cover themselves with one blanket over here. You find one kesim over here. One of them likes it as Torah, one of them is Tomei. The Lach of both of them be Metama. My Chaz is Hai Mahai. But let's say one of them covered themselves, and one did not cover themselves. One was a Cholot. They found it in my Melech HaGurua. So one did not cover himself, herself. Why be Metama her for? She the Maisel be Meseder. The one that covered herself, she's the one who went to Heinu Ve'Heinu. Well, come along to Metama her. Sifta Zayin, the case, you find a Maka on her neck, and also she found a Kesem on her Chuluk over there. So the loch is that even in case you found the matter from the chogger, since it's possible that it came from the makkah, if the case from there she took off her clothing and she covered herself in that situation and Hein Mehena will tell upon the makkah and make it clear over here. That means the whole idea of covering yourself and the machmer is only you don't have what to be tell upon. But if you cover yourself, you have what to be standing upon, say there's a makkah, we'll make it clear, it'll be Michael. Now the Shach says that what does it mean? It means on the side of the neck. Because otherwise it's on the neck itself. Even if you don't take it off, the neck itself will come down and hit Kinegim Makam Atarifoy. On the side of the neck, you need a case where you took it off and cover yourself to make it clear with it. Sif Yud Zayin, we find a Kesem Lamaila and a Kesem Lamata. The Klal Kesem Lamaila, Osam Amo, Kesem Lamata, Kinegim Makam Atarifoy. What happened when you find two of them on the Isha? The question built upon the Sugya and Daphne Tess, Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in one of the Sugya. We pass them like Tosfos and say, just like the top one, the top kesem is Osim Alma. Within the bottom kesem also came Alma. The way the Mechaber says, Dafka, you know she did not nistakra. Now they point out, the Shach says, over here you have to know she did not do nistakra. And earlier it says, the case, not that she did nistakra. Because over here you have a race, lefenenu, there you have to know for sure she was not nistakra. She's not ambidextrous. You have to know that for sure. Now the Klal says the Mechaber also meant, Vamamurim, Dafka, is when the case when the Maila is big in the size of Kusfaid. Otherwise, you'll say the top is machalis, the bottom is what is more than gris and tamer. But they're both big. That's in the case where the klal osim alma lamailo hudim lamato. Now, Kivegan the Pesach Shuvah speak out that really there are four cases floating around you can have over here lamailo lamato. You can have the case where the top is on the chalukah and the bottom is on the chalukah. You can have the case when the top's on the sarah and the bottom's on the sarah. You can have the case where the top's on the chalukah and the bottom is besara. That's a gert. Top is besara and the bottom is chalukah. Which of these cases are being makelin, and which one maybe being machmerin? Now, just to be clear, there's always a third option or a fifth or sixth option. You find a chalukah and besara lamailo, and the chalukah lamato, or vice versa. What that means, a chalukah and besara is the same thing as finding just on a chalukah. Not to make it confusing. We hold a lock when you find a chalukah and basara, the same lock as finding a chalukah. There is no difference. So, leading us four cases, a gamin can make eight cases out of it. But comes out a chalukah and chalukah basara is the same lock. That means if Kiveger and Peskachuva are saying the same case, a gamin is saying different cases. It's better than the same case. That means if Kiveger says chalukah basara, Peskachuva says just a case of chalukah. It's the same case. What comes out is very simple. It could be very simple. That if a case over here, you have a kesem, lamater, honor, chalukah, and lach is whether lamayla is on chalukah or masara, we make all. Because if it came again, lamata chalukah, tap chalukah, osamalo. The matu is on chalukah and the tap is basara, basara, osamalo. What did the kolish gain? That means if it's lamata, the case of chalukah, lach al vadu, we make all. That's not a shayla. If lamata is basara, and lamayla is basara, also we make all. The only question is the other way is lamata is basara, and lamayla is chalukah. That's the shayla over here. What's the svar to be machmer? Because the klal will get to when a person goes through a shuk shal tavachim. When that toil upon besara. So over here, she found on a chalukah, we'll say, well, she went through a shuk shal tavachim. But here, and the, so therefore, on the bab, she found on besara. So there's no head to shuk shal tavachim. There is no such chatter over here.
So what's besara, why have you played on the
because it's still where it come from. Something, if... It had, that means obviously it didn't work. Right? How did it happen that way? But here in the Maestri, we found on Chalukah. That we say, Shukshatobachim. But here in the Sarah Lamato, what happened over here? Well, no. But the Maestri say, just like somehow I did not know about it, went through Shukshatobachim on Chalukah Lamaila. Therefore, on the Sarah Lamato, the Maestri, I do say also I went through Shuk. And just like we know when the Chalukah and Basara together were tied upon Shukshatobachim. Do we say the same concept we have a chalukah lamailo and besara lamato? That's enough to be tailed upon the shuk shal tavachim. That's the question over here. That's shaila. The maaser comes out is again the kivegel maaser wants to not be tailed. Mashenkin Pesach Shuvah being done this entire time is stopping this question. Those okay, Pesach Shuvah said not sure. Kivegel said not to be tailed. Fine, so the same thing. That's the question. How far I take this Rashi? They're coming from the Rashi. The question: how far I take the Avon of the Rashi? A second point over here, come on, Kiveger, is that the loch is when it's one's black and one's red. Get the loch and Sifchav Gimel. Over there, we say we're not going to tell one upon the other. Isik in black, we're not going to tell upon red. Isik, we're not tell upon black. Exactly the same halacha over here when you find, let's say, lamaila red and lamata black, or vice versa. Come on, the berkoyla is beside the halacha of Sifchav Gimel. And Bechor is saying the same halacha. Sifchav Gimel, Yish L'chalak Harbe. Over there, I know it's Oisik in red. So I can't tell in black. I know it's Oisik in black, not tell in red. In my side, I thought it was Oisik in nothing. Just like I did not know it's Oisik in that red passed by me. So also, Oisik in black passed by me. And therefore, my side should make it clear. Yish L'chalak. Maaser Kiveger goes on further and points out that in the Torah itself, this Machlokes question in Sifu Zayin, it's not the same thing as Sifchav Gimel. Sifchav Gimel is before Shigmara, Sifu Zayin is Machlokes. The Maaser, at the end of the day, the Pesach Shuvah being on the Sirtai, the Maaser to be Machmo over here, and same thing also Kiveger being down the Levosh Rosh, and the Chanam Maaser to be Machmo over here. That means at the end of the day, he says, Echanam the Locha is like Sifchav Gimel, same Yisoid. Except, over there is the Kuliyama, here it's Machlokes. And therefore, it's really asking the Baragel, don't make sign to over there, because it's not a fair comparison. There's the Kuliyama here, it's not that simple. So, you clear from Sif Yud-Al to Sif Yud-Zayin is really a clear that we don't really have a clear, we don't really know about, but it came from the Milo, then we assume it came from somewhere else. Yudchesen onwards, it's clear that we have what to blame it upon, and therefore, from Yudchesen onwards, we're discussing with Lamatim Nachagura. We're discussing, we know it came Lamatim Nachagura, Kinegim Makam Atarifai, but what we have what to blame it upon. The Kamal first, the Mechaber, says this Klal from the Mishnah, Dr. Ches and Beis, that's two different nice, and one's designed, one's Dr. Ches. They were told, Chol Dovah Shiachal Litlois. Even wearing Gimel, the garments, even the bottom one, again from the Panam Iris, the Chol means it has to be shy to get in that situation over there. And therefore, he brings down the case of the Mechaber for the cases, whether the case of Shkita, the Bosa, Chayiv Oif, or second case of Oitzkin Mitzamim, or third case sat next to someone, Oitzkin Mitzamim, or he went through Shukshat Tabachim, all these cases were tell upon it. Just to bring out the points, Kamal with Peskachuva, if he done the Chamud Anil, says other case like that, let's say Dam came out of her nose, give a tell upon it, or case you have, so you have Tanak Erlem that's around, another third case where you have Tabak that Lashim seem to smell it, seem to have this reddish color over here, or if both cases with kids, the mice they get wet and they're wearing red clothing, or a fifth case over here that women are wearing red socks and seem to get wet, or comes off the dye onto their body. And the Klal is very simple, Klal of Yerois in the Amayro, and therefore you have to ask a person, do you have petal? Do you have the petal like we have over here? Do you have ketchup? What exactly is around the house? And therefore you have what to be tied upon. The mice can be tied up. Now, the locha we're saying the clear over here, by when you pass through Shuk Shatavachim, is dafkin you find on the chalukah. It says in Machaber, let's say you found on the basara, we're not going to be toilah unless you find a mak on the go. If you have a mak on the go, then the klal is, we can be toilah came from the basa to the basara. Now the Mishnah over here says, from Akiva, that not only in the case where you have a makka that's coming out dam, even if a makka that has a scab on top of it, but since the scab can come off and dam come out, also we make it clear over here, even though it's only a rochek, we're telling it called dover. So if you test again in the Mishnah that says you tell it upon your husband and upon your son over here, now the klal over here says in Mechaber, because the derech is for the wife to touch the husband. Pasha means the husband, the wife, and she is mutter over here, or the child over here. Now, the halacha over here is when he is isek in dam, and they do not find something on top of him. Now, the shach says it means that not it was there and it got washed off, and the bottle was upon him. It means the case was not found there. Then it will not be toil upon him unless the derech is to be isek the thing and to shoot out over here. Also, says Ramah, the same thing, if you're lying in one bed, you have one makkel, also you toil upon it. Why it says the shach was picking these people who have a stomach, you're in one bed, the husband and your child. Echnami lav dak these people means any people that dare to touch or dare to be in one bed will be the same halach over here. Now, come up as Yeshuva and he brings down the Pisha, the Tire, the Chach Mazadim. And let's say you find it only upon your Basaro, also your title upon your husband and your child, because also the dare to go touch a person, unless. In the case over here, if it shoots out, something shoots out, so that's going to beg it, and not in the case of the Basara. You find a Basara, and also in the Chalukah and Chalami, like Shuk Shatavachim, will tell upon it. So again, the Klal over here by your husband and your wife, again, husband and child, you have to be practical over here. Now, come along with the Piskachu being done with Sam Sofer, the Sherlock over there points out that you read the Mishnah, and it sounds like a certain Rishonim, the Rambam, and the Ravid. That the idea of a maki to tell upon your husband and your child is dafka a maki is being moitzi dam. But if it has a scab upon it, only the isha herself will be tellakal, and not lemaisa the husband or child. Some tzibur goes on further to bring down the roi rishon of another way, and maybe even these isha that you're calling do not hold that way. And the pasha of the shulchan aruch is that whatever the maka that the child or the husband has, the same thing will be tell upon, just like she, and therefore it's being makel at the end of the day. And one time the ikka that's how rishon. Either they all go like, or if not, Maisa, some are the case of Lahakul. Sivchav is a derech where a person has dam appear amo. So the machaber, if you have a derech, and then you have tashmish, and then you find dam over there, you can betoyla upon the husband that has dam from the appear amo. Now come to the Peskachuva and Kivagib, then the Buddha, Dafko, when he has dam, stamazoi. There's only dam when you have married wine, then what you assume happened with Shash Tashmish, and we will not make it clear over here. Moisa the Pesach Shuvah from the Mariet over here that even if she Derech Pia Amo was 2-3 days ago, even today the Maisa will title upon it. Now it could be maybe throw my case, not take a shower, take a bath, can land on some Matzias over here. Sichlov Aleph is a case you title upon a Maka, just the word of you find a Kesem on Shifule Machura. That means basically you have a case of the lower part of her skirt, you find a Kesem over there. Says the Mechaber to be practical, when you sit down, some of the front turns to the back over there, and dam comes out to the back of a skirt. Therefore, it can be told upon the case of a makom. Simcha Beis is a case of a sovek kliyah. Basically, you're not sure if you went through a shukshat levachim, a very important concept over here, then you do not have a kliyah. That means, let's say a person finds any dam on a skirt, white skirt, she wants to tell upon a pizza, wants to tell upon petal, you have to ask the person, do you have it? If you're not sure if you have pizza or petal or lasagna that day, we cannot make it clear over here. However, says the Mechaber, but let's say there is a shuk over here, except he's not exactly sure where the shuk is, there, here, and it's direct to travel all around the place. In that situation, he says he can be toilah. The way the Taz says, because then the whole entire area is definitely together of a shuk shot of welcome. Not like a sub you went through a shuk, but the whole area is definitely together of a shuk over here. Sifal Gimel is a case where you find different colors over here. So if you're Isik in red, and found the case of black, like I mentioned before, or vice versa, the lucky would not tell one upon the other. But let's say you're Isik in red, and you found a red that seems to be the same thing, or black that seems to be the same thing. The lucky is you do not have to compare one to another. I mean, you find red, you're Isik in ketchup. You don't have to take that ketchup and compare it to your stain over here. And even if it's in front of you, they want to tell you not to check. Even though they seem to be a little bit different shades over here, like some were Taylor Huckle. Now, Kamlum Kiveger, and says, let's say it's a case of paint. Now you have a case of other, like ketchup or other thing is paint. We'll get the luck later on. And says, by paint, you have to check through, taking by the Zayin Samam on them. And if the Zayin Samam does not remove it, then it's paint. So he said, in that situation, you have to mevar. Ibiz Manazer, the Mechab over there, says, we're not Bekim. He said, that's true, they're not Bekim, but once a son of Yilach Chol Olam, we can come along to be a Machim over here. He sends you to Minchas Yaakov, which seems to disagree. Voice says a step further, once a son of Yilach Chol Olam, we get lost over here, no one can find out, also to be Machim, I'll try to Moshe, I'll come Dino. But Sarachin, that means he's saying two Yisraelis, and we spoke out, both Yisraelis, the last place can want to argue. Number one, he's saying a Yisrael that son of Yilach Chol Olam, the Maisa to be Machim. The second Yisrael says, even once it's got lost and no one can go check, Kamdina also to be Machmer. And those are arguments of both Yisraelis over here, Bik and Simon Kofiod, or more in Simon Sadeches, near Deo, and the Muzachon will argue for these on both Yisraelis. Simchav Dal is the case where Isha was also in a Tanagol, and they find all the different colors upon a skirt, black and red, and Karkov, which is a case of orange over here, which I'm not sure if orange really is a case of, anyway, Nechav Sigil of Dal. But Echshia, we have these cases over here, the Maisa we tell upon all three of them, because for the Dama Shechita is red, the Dama Yvora is Shachar, and the case of the Bnei Ma'aya is a case of orange or karakoy. Sifchav Hei is a case when two Noshim have one Tliya. Basically, they're Oisik in one Tzipur, there's only one Sela, and each one found upon them a Sela of Dam. So each one, Be'etzim, have a Tliya. Together, they do not have a Tliya. So since together do not have a Tliya, to Metarit both of them, you cannot. Therefore, we machma metama both of them. Again, each one has his own kliya, but not together. Once that's so, machlis taz and shach. What is the kimta that this happened over here will come to be machma upon them? Is yisoid on the simple understanding kamlum v'shach and bach the one taina daf when they came to vasachas? This is a klal gemar psachim and daf yud by the case of shnei shavilim. An Isha Lamaisa is Tahira, a person's Tahira. They went on one path, they might have a tomb over there, might not have Tomei over there. The Klal is some tomb which is Surabim. It's to be Tor. The other person went on the other path. Each one comes to Bezin Isra, what to go do? The Lok is Savu Tumu Surabim to be Mekel. Each one is Tahira. They come together, will be Machmer. Why? Because Kuch Betlulah. Sending you a Chesus Podak of a Bayis that you made sure the Chomets had the house, then the Akhfa came along and took some Chomets. And maybe put into one of the houses. Come on, the Gemara Pesachim Daf Yud says, each one is by themselves, each one's house, the mice is clean for Pesach. They come together, one of them has Chometz, Yepi Machmer. Says the Shach, this is the same exact Yisugyo. The Loch over here is, Daf in the case where they is by Vas Achas, you only have one Tliyo, then it'll be Machmer. However, if they is it Zechazah, each one has a Tliyo, the mice will be Michael. Come on, the Taz, the Jusha, and they disagree, and say no. Yishlachalik. They want to end the situation and want to be right in the Sifnim test, but the Gimel Noshim meet Achas. That case over there is Zechazah. We see over there could be come along to be Machman or to be Noshim, but also come along to be Machmer. I had the answer the Sugila of Shnei Shvilim of the case of Pesach. So the Taz has his teretz and the Dush has his two teretzim. Taz says the Yisoyin, we'll read the Chen explain Pshad the Taz. Once in the Chalik, the case of going on the Shnei Shvilim Be'etzim, the person is Tahira. The Bais, the Chometz itself, inside the house, Be'etzim, the house is Chesed Bodek. Be'etzim is nothing there. You want to say a Kilkel happened over here? Then you came, she became Tomei. Or a Chometz came inside the house? Go prove it. Yeah, no proof. Zechazel, Meisim, Meikel. Masha'enkin, the Isha over here, we have a Kesem on Lefanenu. The Kesem tells us that she is Tomei. You want Taina to know the Kesem is a Kli upon what you're Isikin? You have to go prove that the Tikkun is over here. You have to show that the Chesed Tum is gone. So the burden of proof is what is the Tliyas is upon you. That's the Taz. The Drisha comes along with his Malach who wants to tell you that here discussing a get of Deraisa, which they point out goes very good according to maybe Rashi, not places, the Chash Deraisa over here, of Akasha. And another Malach he wants to tell you is by Shnei Shevilim, they both cannot be Tar. By the case of both cannot be Tomei. But the case of Chometz and Bais, both don't have Chometz on the house. Over here, Shech, both not should be Tomei. Shech and Ami, there's no clear. Both of them are Bais and Tomei. Therefore, over here, come on to be Machmer. Sif Chavav is a case when you're Isik, and also you found Machoilis. The Gemara has a question, we have your Isik and a Gris, and you found a Gris for Eid. What's Alocha? The Gemara wants to be right from Bais, so Bais sounds like your Isik and Mu'at, and you found a case of Mubo. The Alocha is over there, will come along to be Taylor. So the Gemara, to be Machmer. Come on, tomorrow. No, maybe that case is different. A case where you're Isik and a Gris, you found two Gris in Va'id. I was the Chiddush, Pashut, or Vada, come on to Machmer. The Gemara says, you might think, show the baby Mitzoi, you throw the Gris, the Machos, in between the middle. And if you're left with less than a Gris and less than a Gris, Kamashmon did not say that. I can't the Sugyo. That means it comes out to be the Sugyo. We have a boy, Gleif Shuto. We had a question, you're Isik and a Gris, and you find two Grisim, the Mash can be told to make or not. Question. So come along the Mechaber, and the Maisa he says, Maisa is Shalat and Ksamim. We know Ksamim and Maisa Lahakal, and therefore come along to be Mekel. That means you're Isik in one Gris, and you find Gris for Oid, the Maisa will be Mekel. However, you find more than two Grisim, the Gemara come along Maskono, Avada to be Macher. That's the Mechaber. Come along the Amor, it says, no, that those who want to disagree with the Mechaber, the Pashas of the Braisa, the Rosh of the Torah, the Maisa to be Macher. Come along the Ramah, but Maisa at the end of the day will go like the Rambam, will pass the Halacha to be Mekel over here to some of the Maisa Lahakal. Now, Kivega does point out from the Mil Tzoko that Yesh Lechalkin situations, whether you're Telephon Machelis, or if you're Isik in two Grisim, or Isik in two Slayim. If you're Isik in two Slayim, two different times, and then you found two Slayim in one area of the skirt, that's not Mustafa, and they'll be Machmer. Same as someone came from her. Mashenkin over here, when you're Isik in one cellar and you have a Gris and want to tell them both together, will be Mekel, a Gamus in one place, either because Machel is from the Shkirch over here, or they come together by the Mokma Zuma, and then will we metal the person even though it's in one place over here. Simchav Zayin is being Mamshechit, but a different Kimter. That means Simchav Vav is being Isik in a Gris, and Simchav Zayin is Isik in less than a Gris. So the ratio of the Mechab is very simple. You're Isik in less than a Gris, you find a Gris for Oid, Maisa Tahira. You will tell upon your Isikin on the less negris, and the Va'id you tell upon the Machilis Chazal the Maisa gave to you, like you pass the partial look over here. In a situation where you're Isik in less negris, and you found exactly two grisim, exactly two, come along the Beis Yosef, maybe the Torah, there seems to be a gris in the Ramban that said you find exactly two grisim, the Maisa Vitoro. That means it's the sif before, and you find more than two grisim, that's Gemara to be Machmer. Exactly two grisim, maybe to be a person can be Torah. But Torah, then less than gris, what you eat again. And the gris, va'id, exactly va'id, that would be Torah upon the Machalis. But serious the idea, we'll say with the Gemara Svara, that we'll throw it in between, and we'll separate the two. The Maestro, the Mok Hamlong Yish Machmir to Matamo, that's how the Taz of Shach bring down the Bach, Trisha, Madan Melch, that's a Toy Sefer in the base, in the Ramban. Well, there is no such Ramban, go like this Ramban over here. The Ramban is Svarish boy, not to say this massive Chiddush Makulo, it will come along to be Machmer, not passing like this, you say to the Machaber. Now, says Ramah, an important concept. Let's say you were oisting in something, be not sure the Maisa how much you were oisting. I mean, maybe 10 grisim, 20 grisim, 30 grisim, 40 grisim, I'm not sure. In this case, the Maisa will be Makel, and we'll say we'll have a Kli over here. That means if you're not sure you went through Shuk Shelter Bachim, Allah is the come along to be Machmer. If you went through Shuk Shat Avachim, not sure how much dam was in a Shuk Shat Avachim, then it'll be Mekel. That means by Savak Tliya, what is the answer? You have to be very clear. Savak Tliya, if you went there, be Machmer. So to clear the mouth that you have, don't be meikel. You have no water to clear it. That's lomdus. The two different halachas negate the stuff clear. Simchal Ches is a case where we have two grisim. You are not isik, but you have a kina that was an ucha pressed into your bagot over here. So what's the halacha? So we have a gemara by Kli and Dachim Tess discusses. You have a gris for eid. Do we come along to be told the eid on a second machalis? That means you have. Can we say one machalis is what Matt got pushed inside? The second machalis is the eid over here. Then Rav Chanina said the ma'aser matamer. We're not going to give you a second machalis. And Rav Yana said the ma'aser would give you a second machalis. A lot of machalis among the Rishayim. The Rama come along past the Lechumra. Mash Enkin, the Russian Torah passed the Lekula over here. The Mechaba came along and went to Lalocha, some Lekula, past Lehokal. I mean, again, you find one Machalis, Avada will give you a second Machalis. Now, come along the Shach and says, even though on Sivchal Vav, we said, based on this Halacha, the Chiddush in our Halacha is that we do not know your Isaac. I mean, if you know your Isaac, Avada will give you the Isaac plus Machalis. Here, I did not know your Isaac, so what you found inside of here, maybe that's the one we give you. Kamash one, no, the one we found is the extra one, and plus we'll give you another machalis over here. Sivchal Tes, the case when you kill the pishbush, vans over here. So the loch of the title, like all cases of machalisim, will give you Sheikh Keturmis or the Klolim. Number four, add a little on the page. Sivchal Tes, the case, do you need to compare one to another? So come along, the Machaban says, the loch is, you did not have to compare one to another. You have the different clears over here. The loch is, if it's black, it's black. If it's red, it's red. If it's black to red, the loch is, it cannot be tell one upon other. Now, this is speak out. This entire Chacham Mazalim says, even if the clear is in front of you, they point out the case of the Isha, the Makkah, she has a Makkah upon her. She's there, right there. Keep it, not tell her, take off this, let's see what you have. Is a Makkah coming, taking out blood or not? Even if it's in front of you, do not have to compare the colors. But not don't have to compare one to another. And if you know your Isik in red, you have a clear of red, and we not compare the colors one to another. Sif Laman Aleph is built upon a mission of Samach Aleph and Beis, that the mission over there says that we're not sure if something is paint or something is dam. If you put on the Zayin Salmonim, if it did not come off, we assume it's a case of paint over here. That's the mission. Come on, we should discuss what is the mission referring to. Is it referring to the case of Labailo, the Sugya of Lataris? The Rav and Ramban says it's the gate to the Sugya of Lataris, not Labailo, and the certain the Mishnah is because you cannot take it off the Nichol Geder of Tum and the Balua that's not Matamayu. Mashenkin, the other Rishon, the Rambam, the Rav, the Mach Mishnah, they want to know it's Nichol Sugya of Labailo, and what does not come off the Nichol Geder paint, it's not Tam, that's where she's going to be Torah over here. That's Aleph. We have one Machalik among Rishonim to be a head to bite Solomon. A second machlok is among Rishonim. Let's say a person is sopim in his dam or tzeva. What is a locha if you did not use zayin tzam on him? The Rambam is a shadow on the base. So big dam machlok is Rishonim. What das the Rambam is? The Rashba wants to say the ma'isa. The Rambam is being meikel. The Magmishon wants to say the ma'isa to be machmer. However, both of them side the Rashba and the Magmishon whether to argue the Rambam or agree with the Rambam. The end of the locha is you have to be machmer and go check it out because efshlo buray. That means you have two separate machloks over here among the Rishonim. Number one. Do we the halacha of tzeva would it help by Baal? And number two, if you must subject, you have to use the case of tzeva. Halacha ma'isa mechala pasuk was the kula one lechumra. Maybe you ask me afterwards. I'm not really referring to.
He's praising the Ramban, but he doesn't. The chayyim is arguing with the mechaber.
Okay, maybe you ask me afterwards. Still don't know what you're referring to.
The Baal is the kind of Paris.
No, because the idea of Taras, we'll say over here, is a special deal of Tumah Balua. It's not decided we're looking at one from another. Avada, it's Dam. We're saying it is, the saying it is Dam. It's Tumah Balua. I mean, they're arguing what's Pshat in the Mishnah. Is Pshat in the Mishnah saying it's not Dam, it's paint? Echlami, the Bible should be the same thing.
So Taras will be okay.
Yeah, Bible also. Because we're saying it could still be Dam, except it's Tumah Balua. They're arguing what's the limits of the Mishnah? Now, come on, the Mechaber passing first of all the Kula, we ask 7 points in the Zayin Samonim, and if we can go use it, if it does not come off, the mice in the case of Tzeva, we make it over here. However, we come along and says, the other way, if you're Sopik, you have a Kitu Mavar, and if not, go check, the mice come along to be Machmer. He goes on further, the Mechaber, and says, Manazeh, we're not Bekim, on what exactly his name's over here, and therefore, he stops. It doesn't exactly end off clearly over here, at least on the base of Mechaber, what the Loch over here is. It comes out, according to Kiveger earlier, if we're not Bekiyim, the Maisa to be Machmer. And others want to argue and say, the Maisa is not Bekiyim. Back to the clock, some Lohokal over here. It's going to be Mavucha. what to extrapolate from the Mechaber, how far to take the concept over here, especially if you lose it through other Svaras over here. Sivla Maveis is a halacha where you find dam in a certain area, and you went over, and you're not sure if it came from her or not, so build upon the Sugya Daf Chesam Aleph, go do the same thing all over again. If it comes from her, Kneged Oysam Mokham, will metamer her. Otherwise, it's not coming from Kneged Oysam Mokham, will metamer her. Obviously, it means it's not found on the floor here. The floor is not being Mekabel Tomo. It says the Amor has to be Dafkin found on a thing, an object. In most cases, you took the weaving thing. Kneged Oysam Mokham has to be an object that is being Mekabel Tomo. Now, this just Shach speaks out. Whether it's Kesem or Dam, there's no Chilik. Once you have no Agosha, the cloud is throughout Bonon. That means no one takes on the form of the Sibbe Tyro. Anything that has no Agosha, the Locha over here is Nechal Geda of Drabonon. We call it the Locha of a Kesem, the cloud of a Kesem. Siflam Gimel till Siflam Tess is a side sugyo, idea of an aid. When's the aid can have cleats upon it and give it the cool of the Kesem over here? That means usually by the case of a Kesem, you have no Agosha. These cases, you have a chash, maybe you have a gosh over here. And therefore, we'll have more chumras over here and they get a klal of a stam kesem. The question is, where do you give the clues of a kesem? Building upon the mission of Yudal Dominalov, the mission over there says, after Tashma, she each does Badika Asium right away, she brings a carbon. In fact, the Gemara, she'll bring a carbon over here, the Maisna, maybe there's a macholis, make a chash of macholis, how can you bring a carbon? The Gemara says, why? Because Asium Mokum is bothered for macholis. Another lashon is docher for machilas, but we paskin is butter for machilas, and therefore any dam she finds upon it, even if she finds a machilas mamish there inside, says the Gemara, we'll say get killed from somewhere else, it fell down without any dam. We'll say over here that the dam is killed from her, and she brings mamish a carbon. Therefore, says the Mechaber, very simple, you find a do or take an aid that's butter over here. I mean, you have to realize first, let's be clear, lamad gimel, lamad dal, lamad hey, discussing aid that's butter. Lamad vav, lamad zayin, discussing aid that ain't a butter. So Lam Gimel Lam Dal Al Hey, the food of a sifm over here. Lam Gimel is Ein Bodek in a Mokum Bodek. Lam Dal is an Ein Bodek in Mokum She'ein Bodek. And Lam Hey is an Ein Bodek and put it in Yerecho. The question is that nothing get a Bodek in that Bodek? So in our situation, Lam Gimel, you took an Ein that's Bodek and then you put it in an Eis Mokum that's a Mokum Bodek over here. What's a Locha? Even though you find a Machilis inside, whether it's Ogel, whether it's Moshech, even though it's squashed inside, you put in a Kufs in a box, you left a Mokum Bodek, the Locha is she is coming. Even if she checks herself afterwards, finds no dam inside, we know the dam mice came from her, and she'll bring in carbon. Again, the task speaks out very simple from the Gemara, because Islam Mokum is bottom from Machilis, so where the Machilis came from, it got killed somewhere else, the dam, we know the mice came from her. Now, come on the Taz, and it gets involved with the Gersa of how to read the Torah, what exactly he's saying, but it comes out with the Yisai, which the Torah even agrees. It was saying over here, you put in a Mokum of a Kufs in a box over here. That's the Mokum of Shomer, it's an A Bodek, the Mokum Bodek. Let's say you leave it Magula, which really means what our notion machine to do. They do a Bedika, a lot of them leave it on the counter. In the bathroom, no kids around, a safe area. What's Magula? Is that Nichol Geder Mokum Bodek? We'll have all these chomers. We'll now get the next klal of Sif Lamadal, have Lamagimel, have some kulas over here. The Taz comes out, again, all the place can go to Anogo. The Mokum Magula is Nichol Geder of Mokum Mashimur. The Nichol Geder of Mokum Bodek. They will have the chumra. Any deepest dam you find upon it will not have any kula upon it. No, kiveger does not diraya. Kamlum kiveger. He says the Taz says that you again Taz. A lot of people argue with his raya, but he said they all be the lochem ma'isa. Kiveger Taz wants to bring a raya from the Mishnah. The fact that she checked after zman and the loch over there, she told me masafik, so you see nechel get a mokum mashumer. So kiveger, if you read the Mishnah, it means what happens? Not that the aid was left around for a while. It means she was left around for a while. And then she used a aid that's bodek. So you, Taz, the right they're coming from the Mishnah, he says a pella. You just think about it, just posture the words, don't make any sense. Not that aid is left around, she was left around. Fine, but the aid is bodek over here. So he does not like the right, that the right is a pella. Look where the lock of agrees to it. The Piskachuba does mean a Maestro Mechamudinil when an Isha has a cloth that's half bodic, half antibodic. Once in a while, when women run out of digging cloths, so they sometimes take a cloth that already was used, they try to put it on the area, they put it on the part of the finger, and they put it in the area that's nice and very clean, and they do a Badiko, and then they say, feel maybe it shifted over. So shifted over to say that anything she found was maybe was found on the area that's not bodic over here. So, again, the case I said it was not a good case, because usually using a cloth is ready is clean. Let's just use a clean, that part of it's not clean. And the iras you put over our finger was clean. So maybe it shifted, and therefore Chamudil has das noy to be makel, especially if you only did the knuach to not check well, the bada person can be makel, so any dam was there for the case that was she'ena bodak. So again, Sif Lamik Gimel is very simple over here. The, a case over here that again you find the eid bodak, put a mock on bodak, the lock is tummy, no matter what you find. Sif Lamadal now is you have an eid bodak, put a mock on she'ena bodak. That's our mission after the Chesem Beis, brings down Rav Lozber of Tzadik, that says it depends. If it's Ogol, then we have a Rai over here that it came from Machilus Vitoira. Masha'enkin, if it's Moshev, that case will be Tamahir over here. Therefore, the Mechabah speaks out that even though you have Machilus, Mechabah speaks out that you put a, take this against A, put it in Tachas Kav Keses. The loch is tomorrow, well, the Piskachu said, Ladaki tomorrow, even Minyad, you check, you find Machilus. If it's Moshev, it's Tamay. If it's Ogol, we'll make it clear. And if it's more than a Grizz, about it's Tamay. It's less than the Grizz, the hotel upon the Machilis over here. And what happened? The pillow killed the Machilis, and you squash it, and we have this Machilis to be told upon. Now, the Shach does speak out that all other Ksamim would not, all other Tliyas would not be Machalif between a Moshech or Ogle. That over here, since it went inside the body, we'll, oh, this situation will come along to Machalik and say, that one's Ogle will come along to Metara, Moshech will come along to Metamar. Now a second point, says Ramah, this idea of a Kliya, they're saying it has to be Ogul, is Dafka when it's negated to Machilis. However, more than a Gris, we can make all the Kliyas over here. That means you put a Mokka Meshumar, Mokka Sheinu Meshumar, Eina Bodak, the Lokka is, all Kliyas will do, or Machilis when the case over here is Ogul. Therefore, building upon this, says Shach, let's say an Isha has a Derek to have Dam Mepes Rio, and then she did a Bdiko with an Eid, that is Bodak, and then she put on Makim She'ena Bodak, meaning she touched the Makim Ri over there. Loch is, make it clear. That's Mamash Aru Kimto. It's Eid Bodak, she did a Bdiko, she touched the Makim Ri, which is the Makim She'ena Mashumar. The Ramah says we make it clear. You also have a case of a clear. Now, Bashash Vest, come on the Taz, and what Maisi wants to be Machmer, Pisre Chu bring down from the Chavdas, the Maisi to be Makel, Suli, it's a Shela, Navona, and some Kope Zion, some Kope Tes. What do you say to the Machlikis over here is? Pesach Tshuva says this idea to be makel read out from the Manasivim is even during the Zayin Nekiyim. However, for the first 3 days, he wants to get involved, it depends upon Machlokes Shemit before and the Mechaber and the Ramah. That means again, the first 3 days really comes out, to be clear. First 3 days of the Zayin Nekiyim, we are not toiling upon things, except for maybe two cases. Machlokes in the first 3 days, and a Makam that's Yitzim Gufoy, Machlokes Shach versus Ramah. The Mala Maisa says he can't be makel, Shach Maisa wants to be Machmer. Come on, Pesach Tshuva says that this idea of that you have less than a gris, the first 3 days, the Maisa person wants to be Mekel. He says, why be Mekel the first 3 days by Zayin Nekiyim? Because if not, we have Ein Lecha Kol Mito Mito Kol Sad Vesad that Kam Tivus Dam. This case over here, you put a Tagas Kar Vekeses, Maisa, why do you do it for? You don't have to take, you put it there. The whole reason why Mekel the first 3 days, because what do you want a person to go do? Yeah, I know what I want a person to go do. Take it, and you do a bdika, put a makom shomer. So you put in a place that has a tliya, that's your fault, and therefore the Degel Mavola says over here to be machmer in the first 3 days. That means even though all over we see in the first 3 days, my machilz can be tailor, but says the Degel Mavola, except over here. Mashenkin and Beltstocker disagrees, we always have machilz the first 3 days over here. Next case, Siflam and Hei, is again the idea of taking eight bodak, but here you put it upon Yerecha. The question really is, when you put Yerecha, is it like the Locha and Siflam and Dalit? And therefore, we have a tliya by the case of the ogle or any other tliya. Or is it like Sif Lam and Gimel, we have no tliya upon it? What is Yerecha over here? So come on, the Gemara, and the Gemara says it's Tamei. The Gemara says Yerecha is Tamei, Shmuel says Tamei, Avarag Matama with Matama. The question is Tamei with the tliya or Tamei without a tliya? What's that for in the Gemara? So very clear among the Rishonim, it's Machlokes, the Ramban and the Raj won't say you have a tliya over here, you can make all tliyas. Mashenki, the Magamishna, might they want to be Machmed, say you do not have clears over here. Lalocho, the staff of the Machaber, is the Maisa to be Makel, and therefore you have a Sugya of clears. That means if it's Ogle, you can be Tel upon it, or any other clear, you have what to be Makel upon it. Mashenki, the Ramah, in all the new Shulchan Aruch, they tell me all the Shulchan Aruch now have it, Maisa come on to be Machmer. That's how the Shach brings down from the back that way. The Maisa come on to be Machmer. Said, except if it's Machlis, Mamish inside, a Vada every beats to be Makel over here. Now, what is the Havana L'maisa to be Machmer? Now, Kamung Natazin says an interesting concept over here. The first you have to understand, we're saying the Kibda, you took an A that's Bodek, you put it on Yerecha, Loch is, we're Kamung to be Machmer the Rambam. Where did you find the Dam? On the eight, or on her Yerecha, on her thigh? Where did you find the Dam? So, back to read Rashi. Rashi says you found it Oleha. That's the Gersi as a Gemara, Oleha. And therefore, you found it upon her thigh. Tosfos says you found a love upon the eight. So, you have to realize there's machlokes among the Yishanim on the page. Tosfos called Ben Chananel. Where did you find it? On the Yerecha or on the eight over here? The word of the Mechaber is you found a love on the eight. That means the Mechaber went like Tosfos, not like Rashi, which literally get to a big problem with Siflam and Zayin. That's the whole Shach's Kashra, what's going on over here. That he took the lumdus of Rashi and put it in Tosfos Yeshita, which is just not true. So fine, we have a case over here that we're saying the Mechabi, he took the eight, but upon Yerecha, he found it on the eight. Says the Taz, what's the Pshat of the Mechabi to be Machmir? He says, Manashach. If you also find it on the thigh, what's the Ramashid and Sif of? A Mashru in the body of the Maisa to be Machmir. So you found it on the thigh, the Maisa to be Machmir. Elamai, you only found it upon the eight. So how do you find only upon the eight? Not on the thigh. It must be came from Oysa Malkam. So Manashach, let's be Machmir. Either because he found it on the thigh, Mitzad Besara, or Mitzad the eight, came from Oysa Malkam. Come on, Kivegan says, well, he found it on the eight and on the thigh. What's that? That's Chalukam Besara. What's the loch of Chalukam Besara according to the Rambam Mesefav? So come on, Kivegan says, even the Rambam agrees the Shia's Kigris for Oid. It's not a get of a Mashu. So you Taz, your Manashach is not true. If you find it on the thigh with the aid, which again, in Mechab's case, you found on the aid for sure. Versus also on the thigh, only on the aid. You found it on the thigh with the aid, that's Chaluk and Masaro. Chaluk and Masaro, even the Rambam agrees in the Shia Kigris for Oid. Again, Chavdas argues, it's not true, that's not Taz Rambam. That's what Kivega's Kasha on the Taz. Fine, so again, when three things negate eight bodek, be very clear, Lam Gimel, Lam Dal, Lam Hey, that means somebody asks you a question, what's the luck of eight bodek? Well, it depends. Put Makom Meshumer, not Makom Meshumer, or put on Yerecha. And you have to discuss all the parameters, which is very simple. Fine, Sif Lam Avol, Lam Zayin, now you put on the eight She'ena bodek. The shell is, and you have eight She'ena bodek, what do you do with it? So first, you have eight She'ena bodek, come along with a Bryson, Daf Yudalad, it's very, very clear over here. They put in a kufsa makom mashumer. The Gemara has three different shitas. We have Rabbi that says tamei mashum nida. It's a din deraisa. But even though it's tamei nida, it's a vada that Gemara says you have a tli over here. You can tell upon some get a machalis. We have Rav Chi over here that says it's tamei kesem, and then we have Yesi that says it's tor. Then we have deraisa, drabonon or mutter, and even the deraisa can make tliyas out of it. That's the simple reading of the Gemara. Therefore, come on the base yosef. Says, how do we pass among the Yishamim? It's machlokes. The Rambam comes along and says, we have a get of a deraisa with a tliya. We pass like Rabbi over here. Atzal Hasheni, the Raivet, the Rosh, Torah, Ben Ruch, most Yishamim say no. We give a get of drabonim with a tliya over here, like a b'chiya. Come along the Balamor, and he says, we give a get of tohira. And the Rashi be'ikwan taina is Torah, but machmat of la bracha. Now come along the Shach and says, it's not true. There's no three sheetahs over here. We'll get to more in Kuf Tzadik Aleph. It says, not two sheetahs, only, there are no three sheetahs or two sheetahs. Rabbi Yosi was saying, Tahira from their Raisa, a Batsmi, a Vadi, didn't do Abonon. Therefore, he's really arguing on the Balamar, arguing the Rashba, he says it's a mistake over here, there only are two sheetahs over here. If it's the Raisa or the Abonon, but each one has a clear, the question is the Abonon or the Raisa over here. Alocha, the Mechaber, and the Taz later, he comes along and says, you have an Eche and a Bodik, put a Makam Mashim over here, you find upon the Dam, the Loch is, we make it clear. We'll make it clear. But however, again, we're metam the person. More than the grizz, the mice is tomei. Less than the grizz, the mice will make it clear over here. That means the mechab is passing the chumro, tomei. Why? Drop on the raisa. Which one? Reb Chiya or Rebbe? So the Taz writes twice. We're coming to metam and we're bottom like a kesem. A guy, Ma'ayim Bergerler, or Moshe, they want to argue with the Taz. Say, no, we're passing the chumro over here like Rebbe, it's in the raisa. The Taz says, again, over here is drop on. Now, come on, the Ramo makes a third level over here. A case of an egg, that's cheskes m'luchloch. That means it took a place that's moti to have different colors over there. In that case, even more than the grizz, we're metahar the person. That means we have three levels. A bodek, eid she'ena badek, and the eid that's chasus m'luchluch. Now, come on the Pesach Shuvah and says, this idea to be mekel is even if you find it, even if you find b'shas vest over here, also by chasus m'luchluch, ma'isel will be mekel. Besides, the other way around. The only shloi b'shas vest, b'shas vest, the chasus m'luchluch is like a makhir shibufa, and the ma'isel will be machmer. And come on the Taz, it says, once we have these two different levels, let's define it. Again, we have a level of eid badek, very simple, isha checked it. We have a level of eid badek, which we have cleased to machelis, not more than that. We have a chesed muluchloch, it's mutter. What is chesed muluchloch? What's eid badek? She said, eid badek means you got an eid, no one checked it, you put it away on the side. A couple of hours later, you might say, use it, that's nichol together eid badek. But it did not go through shukshad debachim, it would not oisking summon, we have no reason to assume anything happened to it. Pashas, our Eidim are not that way. Our Eidim who are washed are not that mitzvahs. However, in the case where you took it through a shukshal tavachim, that means it could be you open up your bag of Eidim, of these particular cloths. You left it around in certain areas in the house where the kid do paint. And then you do not check and you use it over there. Again, the words of the Taz, you left it around in the house. In certain houses, in certain areas, that certainly is the case. Nichol get the chesim lochloch. Use it. You find anything on top of it, l'maisi you matire the person. There's no problem over here. Now, come on the Pesach Shuvah, I bring down a very important Chassam Sofer. He says, what is he said over here by each and a bodak the Maisha to be makel toil upon Macholis? It's not the din of Macholis mitzad the Sugi of Lagozu, mitzad the Sugi of Tlius. Once the Sugi of Tlius, we have to go after Macholis that we have Bizmanenu. That means not Bizmanahem, that means we know where the Pesach Shuvah said on Sefer the Chassam Sofer. We did not go after our times. That if we have machilsim or not, or the size, we go after those times that they have machilsim, the size was 19-20 millimeters. Mash Enkin over here in Sif Lam Avav, the sugi is a sugi of kliba machilsim. Therefore, if we say we do not have machilsim today, or even to say we have machilsim today, but the size is only 5 millimeters, and therefore go after bisman neinu, come along to be machmer. If you therefore come out, you do an each in a bodek, and it comes out to be any mash on top of it. If you say we have no machilsim over bisman neinu, it might have come along to be machmer. Sif Lamad Zayin is again the idea of Eich Enabodek, but now you put it onto her Yerecha upon her thigh. Now that's not the Gemara, that's Rashi's case. Rashi's case. Kamal Nechabin says, if you put it upon her thigh, the loch is like Chesed Meluchloch, anything you put find upon it, the Maisa is Mutter Toyo. Kamal Gemara speaks out, Kolshkein, if you put in a case over here that's not Bodek, Avadi, you can tell upon it, even though it's Moshech, more than Grizz, the Maisa can't be Mekel. Put in a Mokh and Bodek, then you only have a Shirky Grizz. That's Ramah. And the question is, what is the avon of the mechaber? So first, the Taz says we have a svek sveker. Rashi has svek sveker to be mekel. What's a svek sveker? Maybe when he found the yerecha, it was not from the eid. And the eid, even if it is from the eid, maybe when it came from the eid, came from somewhere else. So the ma'aser we have a svek sveker. They point out. You think about it for a second. What is the Taz over here saying? Where did you find it? You found on the yerecha. You found upon the yerecha. And the question is. Maybe the Yerecha got it from the Eid, maybe he didn't. And if he got it from the Eid maybe got it from somewhere else. But he found the Yerecha. That means, where did he find it? Again, on the Yerecha. That's Rashi's case, on the Yerecha. What's the Mechaber's case? Olav, on the Eid. So somehow, again, Taz puts the Svek Svek and Rashi in the Mechaber, which is just not true. You have to realize, again, they're discussing two different cases over here, which really leads to what the Shachal is discussing. Because the bomb kasha of the Taz, the you're saying a Svek Svek of Aleho, when the Mechaber says Olav of Taishvus. Let's now speak out now. What is the other way of saying it? I mean, the Shach says, if you found it on the Eid, only the Eid, to come along and bring down the Madani Melech, there's Lavosh, one time you also have a Svek Svekro, but a different Svek Svekro. A Sophic is, maybe it came from the Reach, from her thigh, and even did not come from the Reach, maybe it came from Alma. That means you found on the Eid, it came from a thigh, it came from Alma. If that's a Svek Svekro, besides not being Misapech, the question is how to get the aid. They come from the thigh, from the alma, from the chair, from the table, from any, and that's all one thing. Kula called the sveka. How to get to the aid? So he said, say that's a svek sveka, he ties the bell over here. Almai, what is the correct svek sveka? He said he found it in the thigh. That's Rashi. That's very good. Maybe it came from the aid. If it came from the aid, maybe the aid itself got my alma. So he said, if it's coming from Rashi, which again he points out, Rashi himself is lot of saying it's Torah. Rashi saying it's not Dinder Aiso. Maybe it's still Dinder Abon Aleph. But he says, read the Mechaber. Mechaber says Olav, not Aleho. Then he says, maybe the Mechaber means he found on both. It's Olav and Gam Yerecho. That's a long shackle there. Sivla Meches is a the Mechaber discusses what is just the get of eight bodak over here. Again, we discussed each eight bodak has some luchuk. That's a taz. What's the get of eight bodak? So the Mechaber comes to the Rashba and says whether she checked or a friend checked and she put it away. That nichol get of eight bodak. Hagam the boitzer of the Rashba says you have to check it and use it right away. Putting it aside the mice not nichol get of eight bodak. We pass him not the way you check something and put it away in a cloth that in a bag. That's nichol get of eight bodak. Just the kids who came out from these sifim over here. If you have an eight bodak, what's the halacha? If you put a mokum bodak, tomei. Find machilis squashed inside, tomei. Does not make a difference. That's siflam and gimel. If it's eight bodak and a mokum, you put it in a mushumer, you put it in a place to talk kavikeses. You make clears over there. If it's ugl, you have get a machilis or any other clear that might seem semich upon. If we put it in a case of yerecha, that's a machleikis, mechaber amor. What the halacha here is, do we see you have a get of ugl? Or you get the halacha even the mashu to matamer. The second idea of you have eight she'ena bodak, then the halacha is always tell upon machilis or any other clias. You put it upon yerecha, that's the mavucha and the shachlum and the taz, and you find upon the aid is more of a reason to say you do not have a sex feker. You find upon yerecha is more of a tzad over here to be mekel. The third level, aid is cheskus v'luchluch, maestro mekel. Not maestro, there's no reason to matamer. Building upon these three levels, what about the case of a beged? She wore a skirt, and over here you have the skirt was not checked. Not checked over here. So the loch comes along with the mechaber and says, if it's bodak before she wore it, you have the klum of klius. If it's not bodak, tahira. Not bodak, skirt's tahira. In fact, the gdol achreinim is siflam avav, when it's eight chain of bodak, we only have klius. Masha enkein by us siflam a test, by a skirt that's not bodak, tahira. Why do we need a klius? A chalukah chain of bodak, Torah. Why? Why don't we need a tliya? So machlok is tazabach. Taz says echnami. We said over here chalukah chain of bodak. It means he left around the house. A chesus mluchluch over here. Bechnami an aid and her and any beged at the same halacha. Three levels in the beged. That means if it's bodak, we're shutting off the air conditioning. Is there any way to shut off the air conditioning? Not here. Okay. Fine. by the three levels, by case of a skirt, there's the level of again that's bodik, ain't a bodik, and chesim luchloch. Same three levels by a by chalukah. Mash enkei, come on, the bachet disagrees. Said over there that's a case of achshash akosho. Over here's a case of ksem lahokol, and then he says anything that's not bodik has a get a chesim luchloch, and only two levels. Come on, pesach. The kivegin says first, the moshe we pass in this way that any skirt that's not bodik has a locha like cheskim luchluch, a second, only two levels of air, and therefore she'll always be tahira. That means if you don't wash your skirt, or you live around the house, and the house is nichlal, usually in a get of ein abodik, your white skirt might still have a gather of cheskim luchluch, and it'll always be a case of tahira. Now the shach says, even in case you know exactly who you got it from, don't say the maestro she checked it, the locha didn't say the cheskim was already there, and the case is tahira. Sif Mem is on a case where one Isha says something that she checked it, is a second Isha Mem, the Gemara speaks out, a gam neged chosh mishpat. Who has to wash the skirt? The friend got it. The friend says, the Maisa eyes it, it's you. You have to wash it. The locha is a moitzi mechavel oraya. The second Isha is not to wash it. Come eight times you should wash it, otherwise she won't lend you anything. But otherwise, the locha is you do not wash it. When they get to the sigil of metamaher, we come along and said, the first Isha does a bedika, and she says, you check the skirt to metamaher her friend. Now the words the Mechaber is being moistif more than what says the Gemara. The Mechaber says she checked it, she took it off, and then she checked herself, she tayo, she gave it to her friend. Why is there an extra lashon of being bodak over here? What's the point over here? So come on the Bach, and he says, the story over here is, if you did a bdika the first time, you need a bdika the second time. If you did not do a bdika the first time, anyway, the Maisel will be motor. Therefore, you come tell you need a bdika the second time, otherwise, they'll find. Otherwise, that's when you need a bdikah the second time. Otherwise, my chazam ahay matam both of them. The Taz comes along and says, "No, that's the violence poshut. It's simple over here. He wants a taina that the first person who did a bdikah, therefore when he does it the second time, washing it for to matar herself. Otherwise, there's no point to it. She'll be tar anyway. Therefore, if she did not do a bdikah the first time, the second time she checked it before she lent her friend." She didn't do a kavana. She didn't check it well. Just checked over quickly. Therefore, not semich upon her. Kamash one, the only time a semech upon checking before gives to a friend is when she checked before she wore it. Now, those who want to disagree with the Taz, most achoinim. The Shach Kamalim says, no, we did a bdikah the first time just to say the lacha mitzvah suga telling her that she is tayro over here. Now, the word the mechab is motza tayro. It sounds like when she took it off, she checked the skirt. Preacher said, no, motza tayro means she checked herself. In that situation, when she checked herself, and then the second issue she checked herself, we'll say, no, the second issue is tamay. Not the first one, even the second one, not fine, I think. Could say, kan nimtza kan hayu. Come along with Taz and Shach, they disagree. They come to the sugya of Gimel. But Gimel Noshim, we wear Zeh Chazer. Over there, we did not say they call kan nimtza kan hayu. And therefore, they disagree the concept that Isha checks herself, would not come along to save herself. Fine. So this is until Sifma Malef. Maybe from Sifna Mal to Sifna Dalad, we'll leave over till tomorrow. Otherwise, it'll take at least another 40 minutes. Say it.